are listening to Find Your Flow in Moco, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in Moco, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. Today, we have a very special guest to talk about something really fun. So she works at Daikin America here in Decatur, and her name is Lindsay Smith. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me today, Danielle.
We have so much to talk about, but before we do that, we have to ask a very important question. So Okay. Can you explain the favorite Southern treat? Describe it, a cheese straw.
Like the description or the taste? Or
you can do either one or both.
Okay. Well, physically, I feel like they're kind of a soft kind of cracker consistency. And the flavor is kind of a more of like a muted cheese, like a soft kind of cheese flavor. It's not, to me, very overwhelming. But I do love them. I think they're great, especially around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be there before you know it. It's crazy how fast this year is flying by. So let's talk about you and the company that you work for. So tell us about yourself and how you got started at Daikin America.
Okay. So I was born and raised in southern Middle Tennessee, and I went to graduate school at Alabama. So you can say I kind of stayed in the area. And I was fortunate enough to be interviewed at Daikin about 10 years ago, and they brought me in to work for their technical services group, and I've been there ever since.
Well, you must absolutely love it. So tell us, what is the mission of Daikin America and what sets it apart in the industry? Is there something particular that has its presence here in Decatur?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when we talk about our mission as a global company, you know, we want to be and continue to be the world's foremost developer and manufacturer of fluorochemical products. We like to say that we hope to keep our foundation global, but our relationships local. And we also have a commitment to develop products that do more with less. And this is kind of showing our commitment for the global economy as well as our commitment to the environment.
So tell us, for those that don't know, what do you guys make at Daikin?
So we manufacture different types of materials that are fluorine in nature. So the chemical element fluorine has a big part of our products. And we pick that element, you know, because it has some really great properties, you know, chemical resistance, weather resistance, flame retardants. And because of those, they find some use in interesting applications such as wire and cable, medical devices, carpeting, coating for stain resistance on carpets, fabric coatings as well. And we also have some other areas like gaskets and, you know, industrial applications for chemical manufacturing as well.
Interesting. So Daikin is a Japanese company, right? So how is the Japanese heritage and values integrated into the operations or day-to-day initiatives of the plant?
Yeah. So, you know, our Japanese colleagues, as we like to call them, when they come and stay with us for a time, you know, they're very proud of their heritage and they love to share with us their values, which include, you know, things like providing real results, innovative solutions, you know, their impact on the global footprint. But kind of the big thing that they really do is they inspire their people to take pride in their work. You know, so that's, you know, a lot of the people that work at Daikin, we have a lot of pride in what we do. But, you know, it's kind of Daikin's message that it not only translates inside the company, but they hope to translate that message outside, you know, the company walls and to inspire our community around us.
So we actually, I guess it was when I first started here, Forrest Keith, which he's now retired, but worked at Daikin, and he was one of our board members, and they had some executives coming in town, and so they wanted to stop by the visitor center, and I will never forget, they wanted cotton, like actual cotton, and I thought, oh my goodness, because we didn't have anything like that, but they were just so intrigued by cotton, and that's always stuck with me. I'm like, I don't know how we integrate that into the visitor center, but they're at the top of my mind. So,
You know, it's a great story. They're always so interested in the different areas, especially, you know, where they have manufacturing locations or, you know, they do business, and they're always very intrigued about the community that they're visiting, and they love to learn and they love to share. So it's really a great opportunity when they come and visit.
I love that. So you guys actually share the Japanese heritage with the community as well. So tell us about the citywide festival at Point Mellor Park. It's really an incredible celebration of Japanese culture. So can you kind of walk us through that and really what made Daikin decide to have this festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when Daikin was looking for locations to build their plant here in the U.S. and they chose Decatur as their manufacturing site, and this was about 30 years ago, so we are excitedly celebrating 30 years this year being in Decatur.
Amazing.
And additionally 100 years globally. So this is a really big year for us. But when they came here, you know, 30 years ago, one of the promises that they made to the community was that they would try to provide some type of festival or celebration showcasing their culture and heritage, and also kind of as a way to say thank you for allowing us to be here and allowing them to be a part of the community. And interestingly, it's amazing how it's evolved, you know, from starting in the parking lot with a few hundred people to now requiring a space that supports more than 10,000 people at our festival. So it's quite amazing how much it's grown in the last 30 years. You know, we're so very proud of that. So
that's incredible. So I know there are so many different elements to this. There's traditional music, drum performances, and food, of course. Everybody loves mm-hmm. food. So mm-hmm. what does that look like for somebody that maybe has never been before?
Yeah, so to talk a little bit about the festival specifically, you know, it's one of the largest Japanese cultural festivals in the Southeast. And it gives us an opportunity to showcase a lot of activities that we have, you know, from the Japanese culture, such as we have what's called the Daikin Taiko drum team, which they do practice of traditional style Japanese drumming and dancing. We also have Japanese style folk dancing at the festival, as well as music. And as you know, kind of importantly, you mentioned the big thing is the food. So we are very excited. We always have tasty treats like yakisoba and Japanese traditional candy. This year, we've actually added yakitori, which is a char-grilled chicken with a special sauce. So we're excited to add that to our menu this year. But we also have traditional foods, traditional American foods like jambalaya, barbecue, and pizza. And this year, we've added as a traditional Southern treat, moon pies. So we're excited to feature those this year. So
I love that.
We will also be having back the Natchez Trace Band that we had last year. And then additionally, we will be doing our fireworks display again.
That's amazing. It is incredible. Like, I've been here 6 years, and then we had to take off a couple of years, but it's incredible the amount of people that come to this. It's just such a really cool event. So I am curious, are the drummers do they work at the plant or no?
Yes.
They do.
Our entire drum team consists of employees at the plant.
I love that. So do y'all ever incorporate that into day-to-day operations? That would be very distracting, but.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because, you know, they do have to practice somewhere, right? So sometimes you might be walking down the hall in our administration building and you'll hear them practicing their routines and stuff because, you know, not only do they perform at the Daikin Festival, but they also perform at a Japanese festival in Birmingham. They performed at the JASA dinner this past year. They perform at the boat race festival that we have. So they have a lot of opportunities. So, of course, you know, they practice a lot. And it's kind of fun to when you're walking down the hall and hearing them practice.
I love that. It's kind of like football season when it gets near, when you start hearing the band play, you're like, oh, it's almost the season. Let's do it. I love that. So is there any other details that we missed that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to just say, you know, kind of thinking about that the festival is going to be on Friday, May the 3rd. It starts at 6:30 to 9 or 9:30, I believe. We also asked, you know, please don't bring in backpacks, you know, make sure you have clear bags for, you know, safety reasons and stuff, because, you know, we've got a lot of people there and we want everybody to come and have a really great time and just celebrate, you know, with us, you know, our 30 years and our 100 years and just that, you know, celebrate Decatur allowing Daikin to be here. And, you know, of course, we also like to remind everybody that everything about the festival is free. The food is free. The entertainment's free. You know, we just want the community to come and share this with us.
That is incredibly generous of Daikin. It really is. You guys have a lot of cool programming, and I'm also super intrigued by Daikin America's Student Homestay Program, where local students get to experience Japanese culture by staying with host families in Japan. So what inspired this initiative, and what have been some of the most impactful outcomes for both students and the company?
So I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, this year, you know, we had paused the program during COVID, right? Yeah, because, you know, limited travel and things like that. So we are revising the program, and this is the first year back since COVID. And we've kind of renamed the program. It's now called the Daikin Cultural Experience in Japan Program, or we call it DCEJ for short. The program is designed to provide an opportunity for local students to experience the Japanese culture. The biggest difference that we're going to do now versus what we've done in the past is the students won't be staying at the homes of the host families, but they will be getting to spend time with the families during the daily activities. So Daikin will select 8 students and 1 teacher for an all-expenses 9-day trip to Japan. So it's going to be very exciting for them. And you kind of brought up past members, you know, so regarding the past members of the program, you know, they come back and talk to us from time to time to share their experience and share how that's kind of impacted them. And kind of the big key takeaway message that we hear from a lot of the people is the relationships that they developed with their host families while they were over there in Japan. And kind of one really exciting news that we heard recently is one of the host families came over here for one of the program members' weddings. So we thought that was a very, very exciting tie to the program.
That is so cool. So when they're over in Japan, like what is, like when they come back, what is usually one thing besides the relationships that stuck out to them about the culture?
So I think, you know, one of the things that they get to experience is, you know, Japan is such a great and beautiful culture, and the things that they do differently there, you know, in from the language and, you know, etiquette and things like that. It's a great experience. And I think it helps to create bonds between people, but also lets them experience, you know, what it's like in other countries. And I think having that opportunity as a young student really kind of opens their eyes to a more kind of a globalized look and viewpoint on the world. And so I think that's very beneficial for them when they come back. And, you know, we've also had, you know, past members that have come back and loved the culture so much that, you know, they worked at Daikin for some time or they participated in a co-op program. So it's really great because, you know, when they come back and they've done that experience and they come to the Daikin Festival, they're, you know, it's kind of like, oh yes, we've done this and this is very exciting. So it's a really great opportunity for them.
Lastly, how do you see initiatives like the Daikin Festival and the Daikin Cultural Experience in Japan contributing to the tourism landscape of Decatur? And what role do you envision Daikin America playing in further enhancing Decatur's appeal as a cultural destination?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Daikin's hope is that the larger our festival becomes, the more people we will attract to the Decatur area, especially from the surrounding areas. And we hope that the visitors, you know, get to experience not only Daikin, but Decatur and its warm and welcoming community, you know. And we also hope to contribute to the tourism by supporting more community projects like the Japanese Garden that they have in downtown Decatur. So it's an attractive place for people to go when they come visit. You know, and we do additional things that we hope are bringing people to the area, like sponsoring the Spirit of America golf tournament that brings in golfers from all over. And then also the work that we're doing to support Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation for the Dragon Boat Races, which, you know, a lot of people attend that. And then, you know, kind of thinking about the DCEJ program, you know, we hope that when the students have these experiences and then they go off to places like college and you know, move out to different areas, they talk to people about, you know, the Japanese culture experience that they had when they lived in Decatur. And we hope that word spreads and, you know, it kind of piques people's interest to come to this area and kind of check things out, right? So, you know, that's our hope for the future and contributing to support Decatur and their tourism efforts.
That's amazing, Lindsay. I love Decatur because it is so diverse and there's so many cultures and different types of people that live here and visit here. It really is an amazing destination. Every time that I travel, I love to travel just to see how I travel and experience things so we can take those ideas and then, you know, drop them back into our community as well. I think a lot of the time my staff is like, oh my gosh, she's traveling again. So here she comes back with all of these ideas of like things that other people have done. But we have such a amazing community that so many people, you know, want to visit and stay. So I appreciate you so much and all the work that you do and that Daikin does to make our community even better than what it already is. But we're going to move into our last question, our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we are going to ask you one last question before you leave. So we've asked Lindsay to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about herself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
So I think the biggest thing is I love to play tennis. So it's something I do for fun. I'm not, you're never going to see me on a world circuit or I'm never going to have a Nike sponsorship. I'm not very good, but I do enjoy playing and I do have had the opportunity to play in Decatur a few times and in Huntsville. So it's one of my favorite pastimes that I enjoy. So
that is so much work. Like, I'm impressed because there was a tennis court by my grandmother when I was growing up and we tried to play a couple times. I was like, this is exhausting. It's so much work.
It is a lot of work. There's some times where you can get, especially when you're not having a great day, you could get a little bit frustrated.
She's got hang tough, right?
It is. It's like, is it the racket or is it me?
Or a little bit of both. You never know.
Could be both. Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you, Lindsay, so much for coming on with us today. And I've enjoyed learning more about you and Daikin America. So where can people find out more information about the upcoming festival?
Yeah, so be on the lookout from our social media outlets, from Facebook to LinkedIn. And then we also will have an advertisement in the newspaper and there'll be some billboards around Decatur. So we'll be advertising it and we hope to see everybody on Friday, May the 3rd. So please come out and celebrate with us.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. It's always a great time. So everybody, please come. So you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.